USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in Flat Rock, Michigan are urging some residents to evacuate after a gasoline leak at a Ford Motor Company assembly plant in the city. Teams from Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services were going door-to-door in the affected areas to urge residents to leave, though those evacuations are not mandatory. Health officials say that they don't believe there's an imminent danger to residents, but they were acting out of an abundance of caution. Elevated levels of benzene have been found in some homes near the plant, prompting the suggestion to evacuate. And the Transportation Security Administration says it screened one of the largest numbers of air passengers this summer heading into the holiday weekend. The TSA says it screened 2.1 million passengers on Friday, the highest volume since August 15th. The increase in holiday travel coming as the U.S. sees increasing numbers of COVID cases and health officials asking unvaccinated Americans to refrain from traveling for the holiday. The U.S. is averaging about 153,000 new COVID cases per day. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, great nutritional company, based on 90 for Life. 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog, or a cat, doesn't matter. All vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's what my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and don't forget the Rebound or sports drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.